It's such a nice day outside. Maybe I'll go out later and get a breath of fresh air, some vitamin D. How about you, sweetie? How are you feeling, baby? That's good. And what are you doing right now? Doesn't look like nothing. Great. What did I do this time? What? Suddenly you don't enjoy a good back massage? Social distancing? Oh, honey. I've been living with you for months, baby. Sleeping under the same roof. The air that I breathe is the air that you breathe. You can't avoid it. So just face it, darling. I'm inside of you. Why so skittish? I'm just trying to bring you some comfort in these trying times. You want that, don't you? A little comfort. And there's nothing I'd rather do, my perfect darling, than ease your troubled mind. Bring you a little physical affection. A mother's touch. Oh, everyone wants to feel good. Oh, that's all I want. For my special darling to feel so good from top to bottom, inside and out. Because you are the most important person in the world. And to your father. And because I care about you so very deeply, I notice when you're struggling. You don't have to say a single word. To me, you might as well be screaming. I can't blame you. It's hard, isn't it? Not being able to see your friends like before. Not being able to fuck like before. Shh, baby. Shh. We don't know how long this quarantine might last, so why not make the best of a bad thing? Everything is already so stressful. Why keep fighting when you don't have to? Why not just give in and let all this struggle just fade away? What are you afraid of, baby? That you might like course you will. And that's why I'm doing it, silly. Now, sit there. Breathe in and out. There you go. Just keep breathing. Now, if any of this starts to feel uncomfortable, just tell me, sweetheart. You know I only want what's best for you. Even if you hate me sometimes, you know it's true. You know how much I love you. So, let me show you. That's it. Close your eyes. Lean back into it. Just like that. See? It feels good. And all you had to do was stop fighting it. Me. Relax. Come on. Back into me. Or I'll have to tell your father what you've been up to. And he's already under so much stress as it is. There. That's it. That's my baby. Smart as a whip. Smart enough not to risk their life and the lives of the people that love them by disobeying orders. Isn't that right? Answer me, please. Regardless of your snippy tone, I'll be the bigger person. And thank you for agreeing with me. How did I know? Now, weren't we just talking about your intellect? I'm sure with that impressive mind of yours, you can make an educated guess. The fact of the matter is, how I did it isn't important. What's important is what you did, my love. You, stubborn little thing, proved that I was right. At least, not to make the right decisions on your own. Not yet, anyway. Thankfully, your campus is probably going to be holding online classes for the fall semester, which means I'll be here for you every day, so we can work together, hands-on, on any problems that might arise. We both know you can't afford it. Even if you could, well, I'm stubborn. you're making good decisions on your own. I'm sorry. What can I say? You matter to me. And if sometimes I have to play the villain to ensure you're staying the straight and narrow, then just call me Mrs. DeVille. It's not that I'm afraid of letting you make mistakes. Far from it. I'm afraid you'll make mistakes you can't come back from. The world is a dark and foreboding place, my love, full of people who would hurt you. They don't care about you the way I do. And your father does. They'd sooner see you dead than see themselves inconvenienced. Oh, baby. You're so naive. You'd never last. Shh. Enough. No more talking. No arguing, please. Let me take care of you. Just for now. Thank you, honey. I only do these things so I can make sure you're safe. I don't want you to become a statistic, some footnote in some bullshit article somewhere. So yeah, call me overbearing. At least you'll be here to say it. And besides, don't you think you've moped enough? You plan on spending the rest of the summer and, what, the entirety of next semester slouching and grumbling while you stare at a screen all day? Well, I love you enough not to let you do that. Just because you're stuck inside doesn't mean you can't have the best year of your life. Especially when you're spending it with the people that care about you the most. So yes, just relax. Mommy's here, baby. And I'm not going.